Report: Montana Democrat Steve Bullock staffer fired for racist, sexist tweets. By Sean Moran on August 2, 2020. Montana Governor Steve Bullock's Senate campaign fired a staffer recently after reports revealed the staffer wrote racist, sexist, and homophobic tweets. Evan McCullers, who was the deputy press secretary, reportedly wrote a series of offensive tweets between 2012 and 2014. McCullers was fired shortly after the tweets emerged. Olivia Burkow, the campaign's communications director, said in a recent statement, "The tweets are inappropriate and do not reflect Montana values. When we learned about them, he was let go." McCullers allegedly wrote tweets demeaning black people, women, and homosexuality. He also allegedly called women manure and apparently wrote jokes making light of rape. McCullers also supposedly said that he was scared of a statue of a black child in a neighbor's yard. In a 2013 tweet, McCullers wrote, "Hashtag liberal tips to avoid rape. Like it. Then it won't be rape. Girls who try to be pretty but still look like they belong in a pile of manure. Hashtag too to hear. Hashtag you're too cly for me eyes and can't treat these hoes like ladies," he wrote in 2012. McCullers asked rhetorically in 2013, "I wonder if the little faggot beaver saw his shadow?" McCullers apologized for his controversial remarks. He said in a statement this week released by the Bullock campaign, "I especially owe an apology to the women, people of color and members of the LGBTQ+ community that these posts have rightly offended, and to my family and others who will receive undeserved negative attention because of my actions. More importantly, I will continue to listen to those with different life experiences than mine and learn from my mistakes that cause others pain I could never understand, just as I have in the years since those hurtful words." McCullers' tweets emerged as Bullock hopes to oust Senator Steve Daines, R. Mount, during the 2020 elections. Daines' campaign released an ad this week chastising Bullock for standing with the liberal mob on defunding the police, erasing American history, and turning America into a socialist country. Weibo County, Montana Sheriff Shane Harrington said in a statement this week, "These liberal attacks on law enforcement are the real threat to public safety. But Steve Bullock refuses to stand up for law and order. Bullock's campaign is being bankrolled by the liberal mob. That's why Bullock's been silent on when left-wing radicals try to defund the police, erase our history, and turn America into a socialist country," Harrington added. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran 3.